Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Before we finish yesterday's teaching, some people had, yesterday off, President's Day. I'm a little saddened that President's Day is not recognized more than it is than just an extra day off work or a long weekend.
Or the post office and the bank only.
Yeah, that's it. So after, late in the day, I looked at some quotes that I want to share with you. George Washington, whose birthday is this week. It's impossible to rightly govern a nation without God and the Bible. John Adams, we recognize no sovereign but God and no king but Jesus. James Madison, the future and success of America is not in this Constitution, but in the laws of God upon which the Constitution is founded. John F. Kennedy, the rights of man come not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God. And Theodore Roosevelt, one of my favorite, a thorough knowledge of the Bible is worth more than a college education.
Well said, dear.
If we don't remember history, we will.
We're doomed to repeat it.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Praise the Lord. And yesterday was a good start to our teaching of seven keys to taking initiative.
That's exactly right.
We're going to do a recap
before we finish.
Exactly.
You remember I shared with you the cross stitch I saw in a man's office that says initiative is doing the right thing without being told to do it. A person with initiative makes things happen instead of waiting for them to happen. A person with initiative refuses to live within their comfort zone. A person with initiative is the one who will get the bonus, the promotion, and the recognition. A person with initiative will soon be making decisions instead of following them. But what does the Word of God say about initiative?
In Matthew 7, verse 12, this was spoken of yesterday in the Message Bible, it says, here is a simple rule of thumb guide for behavior. Ask yourself what you want people to do for you, then grab the initiative and do it for them. Add up God's law and prophets, and this is what you get.
If you always do what somebody else does, it's been said that all you'll be is second best. Here are the seven ways to take initiative, and we'll review a couple of them here. First, ask God for his direction and wisdom. How do you get godly wisdom? We talk about it all the time. James 1:5, Classic Amplified Bible. If any of you is deficient in wisdom, let him ask of a giving God, who gives to everyone liberally and grudgingly, without reproaching or fault finding, and it will be given him. When you seek wisdom and direction, you get both. Psalm 32:8, in the Amplified Bible. I, the Lord, will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. That's a great verse to personalize, honey.
It is, darling. Second, make a commitment to step out in front. David, King David, took the initiative before he was king in fighting Goliath, even though King Saul and others gave him a negative response. Initiative bursts confidence. David's response to King Saul in 1 Samuel 17:34, starting in 34, says, your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them because he has defied the armies of the living God. The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. So Saul was moved by David's initiative and confidence. And he says to him in verse 37, go and the Lord be with you. But see, David knew the Lord was with him. And one last little quote here. Amelia Earhart, the aviation pioneer, once said, "Never interrupt someone doing something you said couldn't be done."
Third, create a game plan. You can't always write a workable game plan the first time you sit down and try. You may not know all the steps it takes, but you write it out the best you can figure, then adjust it and readjust it as necessary. Stephen Covey, the author of 7 Highly Effective Habits of Successful People, said, the key is taking responsibility and initiative, deciding what your life is about and prioritizing your life around the most important things.
And fourth, establishing a timeline. If you want to show initiative in accomplishing goals, then you have to set a timeline for completion. And here are 7 keys to make timelines work for you. 1, create reasonable timelines. 2, celebrate each time one thing is achieved, the goal is achieved. 3, use your timeline as incentives. 4, announce your timeline publicly. 5, achieve or refocus your timeline. 6, be flexible, but stay focused on your objective. And 7, reduce your stress level with accomplished timelines.
Now let's pick up where we left off on yesterday's call. 5th, monitor your progress. Simply said, we must inspect what we expect to prevent defects if we want to be perfect in our plan. As we were preparing this teaching, came across Lamentations 3:40 in the New Living Translation.
Lamentations 3:40 says, instead, let us test and examine our ways. Let us turn back to the Lord.
In monitoring our progress, we'll find that any turning from the Lord or minimizing our time with Him will adversely affect our progress and short-circuit our initiative. That's why monitoring or self-examination is one of the most important things that we can do.
In 1 Timothy 4:15 in the New Living Translation, it says, give your complete attention to these matters. Throw yourself into your tasks so that everyone will see your progress.
Focus. Focus is a critical element, critical to initiative and the success of your daily plan. That's why your complete attention to every detail is so important. Checking your progress each day around lunchtime and making any necessary judgments, thus ensuring your success for that day.
And one final thought, Galatians 6:4 in God's Word Translation says, each of you must examine your own actions. Then you can be proud of your own accomplishments without comparing yourself to others.
This kind of attitude and approach will make you a trailblazer. Daniel Boone, the great frontiersman, he was an amazing trailblazer. He was responsible for marking the trails, which made it easier for people to travel to the interior parts of this young country. Boone would paint big rocks as markers. One of his favorite tactics was cut out a chunk of bark from a tree trunk. Naturally, this tactic would leave the inner wood showing in a white blaze, which is the term trailblazer originated, if I remember my history classes correctly. Even years later, people traveling west in America could know they were on the right path. One of my favorite quotes of Daniel Boone, he once said, I was never lost, but I was bewildered for 2 days and 2 nights. As we exercise initiative, everything may not be peachy. We may face adversity and even feel as though we've lost the way. But don't give up or quit the quest. By the way, do you know who's the greatest trailblazer ever?
John 14:2 and then 4-6 says this. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, We know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Can somebody say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
6, overcome any and all obstacles. If your plan was easy, anybody could do it. If you ask your Heavenly Father, He will gladly instruct you on the path that you should take. We've said before that we need to accept temporary mistakes, detours, and disappointments. It's just that, temporary. We need to learn from every mistake and move forward. No looking back or blaming anyone else. How do we overcome obstacles?
In Psalm 34:19 in the New Century Version says, people who do what is right may have many problems, but the Lord will solve them all. We need to tell God what we're facing and then ask Him how to handle it. Let me repeat that. We need to tell God about what we're facing and ask Him to how to handle it. In Psalm 142, verse 2 in the New Century Version, it says, I pour out my problems to Him. I tell Him my troubles. Showing initiative and learning how to handle small problems prepares you for greater opportunities and maybe even greater problems. But He will help us to know how to handle them. In 1 Corinthians 6, verse 2, this in the Contemporary English Version, it says, don't you know what God's people will judge the world? And if you are going to judge the world, can't you settle small problems?
7, enjoy the success your initiative brings, but always, always give God the glory. Psalm 119:5 in the New Living Translation. Oh, that my actions would consistently reflect your decrees. There is a guaranteed way to succeed in every action we take. Proverbs 16:3 in the New Living Translation. Commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed.
And then my favorite translation of Proverbs 16:3 in the classic Amplified Bible. It's great. Roll your works upon the Lord. Commit and trust them wholly to Him. He will cause your thoughts to become agreeable to His will, and so shall your plans be established and succeed.
We're also clearly judged by the actions we take, the things we do. But we also have choices. Jeremiah 17:10, New Living Translation. But I, the Lord, search all hearts and examine secret motives. I give all people their due rewards, according to what their actions deserve. Wow. Our initiative, our actions determine our future. It's just that simple. Think about it.
Hallelujah.
If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com at the top where it says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed He'd have you sow. Do what He says. That's all we ever ask. Check out this week's 2-minute video while you're there. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.